You know, it never ceases to amaze me how easy it is to ignore the things that we're taught. I remember during my tertiary studies, plenty of times sitting in class, hearing the lecturer speaking, and yet allowing my mind to wander. I still have notes from lectures where my handwriting falls off the page where I fell asleep during the lecture. A good friend of mine tells of a teacher who said to him once, "Son, you sit and think, but mostly you just sit." Often our undoing isn't as a result of a lack of knowledge, but our failure to learn and apply what we're being taught. I've watched people at church as the preacher preaches a really good sermon. Their minds have kind of wandered off somewhere else, or they're more interested in that woman over there who just walked in late, or whatever's going on. Now, imagine that morning when you were sitting in that church hearing the preacher but not really listening. Imagine that God was wanting to speak to you through his word. God had a special message, something powerful to say to you that would change your life, but you weren't paying attention. Sad to say, that happens a lot more often than we'd like to think. So let's take a look at the complete opposite of that, a heart that's open, that's ready, that's listening and hanging on God's every word. Psalm 119, verses 12 to 16. "Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the ordinances of your mouth. I delight in the way of your decrees as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." That right there is a man speaking to God about his heart to learn from what God has to say. There is a man with a teachable heart, not only ready to listen to what God has to say, but to live by what God has to say. So I'm thinking, what if everyone who believes in Jesus, what if everyone who calls themselves a Christian had a heart like that? What would the church look like then? What would this world look like then? How much more love, more peace, more sacrifice, more service, more healing, more reconciliation would be happening in this world if we all, you and I, lived with that sort of a heart towards God? Teach me your statutes, O God. I will declare your word with my lips. I will delight in your ways as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your word and fix my eyes on your ways. I'll delight in your word and I won't forget it. Wow. That's God's word, fresh for you today.